The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Nations rise and fall. Why do they eventually pass into the graveyard of history? Why? Because they have not learned the lessons of history. What happened to the great Babylonian Empire? King Nebuchadnezzar and his armies ruled the Middle East, destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and sent thousands of Jews into captivity for 70 years. But Babylon and its leaders practiced tyranny, lawlessness, and oppression. Almighty God warned the leaders of Babylon to repent of their sins. Finally, the prophet Daniel pronounced God's judgment on the empire when King Belshazzar saw the handwriting on the wall. God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. That's Daniel 5, verses 26 through 28. Yes, God judged the great empire of Babylon. Other great nations and empires, such as the mighty Roman Empire, prospered for a while, then practiced immorality and all sorts of evil, finally collapsing into oblivion. Will our Western nations continue to prosper, or will they follow the pattern of history? Will all nations of the world face well-deserved, powerful punishment for their lawlessness? Will God judge the nations? Will any nation survive God's judgment during the future day of the Lord? You need to understand the coming judgments on all nations. You need to understand Bible prophecy, the coming day of the Lord, and the good news beyond. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. The history of the world should teach us that all nations and great empires rise and fall. They may last for a few centuries, but finally face judgment for their cruelty, oppression, and lawlessness. The great Babylonian Empire conquered many nations, including the Kingdom of Judah in the Middle East. What happened to the great Babylonian Empire? This world-ruling empire featured the famous Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The historian Herodotus wrote, quote, "In addition to its enormous size, Babylon surpasses in splendor any city of the known world," end of quote. That's from History's Book 1, 178. But its depravity and moral decline led to God's judgment. The handwriting was on the wall. That very night, the Persian army captured the so-called impregnable city of Babylon. The prophet Daniel correctly interpreted the handwriting on the wall for King Belshazzar. The God who inspired that prophecy brought an end to the Babylonian Empire. Almighty God pronounced judgment on that empire. Now, as we experience increasing major end-time prophecies proclaimed in your Bible, listen, my friends. All nations will face God's judgment during the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? And how and when will God judge all nations as we near the end of this age? We'll answer those questions on today's program. And we'll be offering you an inspiring and informative audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. This audio CD is free of charge and will explain the mysterious future day of the Lord revealed in the book of Revelation in your Bible. Be sure to request your free copy. My friends, we're living in the prophetic end times described in your Bible. Can you know the future? Yes, you can. And as you understand the sequence of prophetic events, you can prepare for the times ahead. But you need to study your Bible, and particularly end time prophecy. More than 30 prophecies in your Bible reveal the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. Let's look at one example. If you have your Bible, turn to Joel, the second chapter. What can we expect in the future day of the Lord? Let's understand. The day of the Lord will proclaim God's judgment on rebellious nations. Joel 2, verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. God will punish wicked nations that have practiced injustice, oppression, and cruelty. But you can escape the day of the Lord's judgments. How? Read this in Zephaniah 2 and verse 3. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. You will want to be protected during the day of the Lord. Turn to Revelation, the sixth chapter. Here God reveals the signs that introduce the day of the Lord. My friends, you need to know these signs. There are seven prophetic events that cover the last 3.5 years leading up to the second coming, the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. These seven prophetic events are represented symbolically by labels or seals on an ancient scroll. The sixth seal represents the heavenly signs or cosmic disturbances, as it is printed in some Bibles. Notice the dramatic events that take place. What happens when this sixth seal is opened? Revelation 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. In 2014 and 2015, the heavens gave us 4 lunar eclipses, which were called blood red moons. These were just a type of the great blood moon yet to come. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, described their color as sunset red, or as the eclipse progressed, filling it with a coppery glow and transforming the moon into a great red orb. My friends, what is the meaning of these blood red moons, as some refer to them? These lunar eclipses should remind us of the prophesied future cosmic disturbances we just read about that introduce the day of judgment on all nations. When will the day of the Lord take place? And what signs should you be watching? We'll answer those questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free audio CD, The Day of the Lord. It'll help you in your study of Bible prophecy in your own time and at your own convenience. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD titled The Day of the Lord. You can also order your free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that great nations and empires rise and fall. God is allowing nations, peoples, and empires to learn from their own mistakes. There's a right way of living based on the revealed word of God that all nations should practice. God inspired King Solomon to write, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." That's Proverbs 14, verse 34. Now, in this end time before the second coming, nations and empires continue their unrighteous ways of oppression, greed, corruption, and lawlessness. Just as God judged the great empires of Babylon and Rome, He will judge all nations during the day of the Lord. When will the day of the Lord take place? And what is the sequence of events you should be watching? Your Bible reveals the framework of prophecy leading up to the day of the Lord, Armageddon, and World War III. My friends, what is the solution to mankind's conflicts and world wars? We should all look forward to the solution to world war. That solution is the coming kingdom of God. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6, verse 10, "Your kingdom come." Jesus Christ will come to this earth as King of kings and Lord of lords to bring lasting peace and prosperity among the nations of this world. We look forward to the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. There are three major milestones leading up to the climax of human history and the end of this age. They are, 1, the Great Tribulation, 2, the Heavenly Signs, and 3, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4 show that the Day of the Lord, an end-time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4. As the first of these milestones unfolds, the Great Tribulation, the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse will intensify their ride. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, we read about a scroll sealed with seven seals. Jesus, the Revelator, opens the seals to the book. We read the description of those seals in Revelation, the 6th chapter. The first four seals are known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are described in Revelation 6, verses 1 through 8. The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represents false religions, false Christs. Jesus himself points out the sequence of these end-time events in the Olivet Prophecy in Matthew 24. The second seal reveals a horseman riding a red horse with the power to take peace from the earth. The third seal represents a rider on a black horse, representing the scarcity of food and resulting famine. The fourth seal shows a rider on a pale horse, representing death and pestilence. These four horsemen have power over one-fourth of the earth to kill major portions of earth's population. As it tells us in Revelation 6, verse 8, "And power was given them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth." These four horsemen are revealed in Revelation chapter 6 as Christ opens the first four seals. Then the fifth seal describes an end-time persecution of the saints. Then Jesus opens the sixth seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will terrify people all over the earth. Revelation 6, verse 12. The Apostle John writes what he sees in vision. "I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. And listen to this. Every mountain and island was moved out of its place." When these cosmic disturbances take place, the world we live in, the kings, presidents, premiers, czars, and generals will know that Judgment Day is about to begin. And what will happen during the one-year period called the Day of the Lord? Seven trumpets signal major climactic events during that year. What do they signify? We'll discuss the major events occurring during the Day of the Lord in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to order our free inspiring CD, The Day of the Lord. My friends, you need to know what lies ahead for your future and your nation. This audio CD will give you much more information than we have time for on this program. Be sure to request your free copy of this exciting audio CD, The Day of the Lord. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
On today's program, we've seen that great empires rise and fall. Almighty God has the power to judge those nations. What happened to the great Babylonian Empire? King Nebuchadnezzar and his armies ruled the Middle East, destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and sent thousands of Jews into captivity for 70 years. But Babylon and its leaders practiced tyranny, lawlessness, and oppression. Almighty God warned the leaders of Babylon to repent of their sins. Finally, the prophet Daniel pronounced God's judgment on the empire when King Belshazzar saw the handwriting on the wall. God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. That's Daniel 5, verses 26 through 28. Today, God is warning the world that judgment is coming on our nations. Just as in the last day of King Belshazzar, the handwriting is on the wall. Our Western nations that had the opportunity to demonstrate the righteousness of God's way of life, instead, are leading the way to moral depravity and degradation. They have distributed pornography to the world. They have murdered millions of unborn children. They have taken the sanctity of godly marriage between a man and a woman and perverted the very nature of family life. Violence, drug abuse, thievery, murder, and corruption will earn them God's wrathful punishment. As it tells us in Jeremiah 30, verse 5, "For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." The great tribulation lasts for 2.5 years. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of God's judgment on our Western nations. Then God sends the cosmic disturbances or heavenly signs, introducing the day of the Lord that brings God's judgments on all the other nations for a period of 1 year. What happens during that 1 year period of judgment? Revelation 8 and 9 describes 6 of the 7 trumpet plagues. A major key to understanding the book of Revelation is that there are 7 seals, 7 trumpet events, and the 7 last plagues or bowls. Simply stated, as you can see on this chart, the 7th seal consists of 7 trumpet events. The 7th trumpet consists of the 7 last plagues, including the final battle between good and evil, referred to as Armageddon. Let's read what happens when the Lamb, Jesus Christ, opens the 7th seal. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 8th chapter. Let's understand. The 7th seal represents the day of the Lord and the events taking place in that 1 year period. This is very important. Why? Because these events lead up to the greatest event ever to occur in history, the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Revelation 8 and verse 1. "When he opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven for about 30 minutes. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets." These trumpet plagues, as they're called, will bring devastation on the earth. Nations will cry out for basic necessities that will disappear from their lands, lakes, and rivers. Revelation 8, verse 13. "And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the 3 angels who are about to sound.'" The last 3 trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. The first woe, or the 5th trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. And what power supports that military action? Revelation 9, verse 11. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Yes, the destroyer, Satan the devil, gives power to this military force. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horses and horsemen. Here we see an intense military counterattack. Revelation 9, verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. Yes, God will judge these warring nations. This phase of World War III will kill billions of humans. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22, that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Thank God, those days will be shortened. The good news is that God will save mankind from himself. Now, what happens when the seventh trumpet sounds? And what happens after the day of the Lord? We'll answer those questions in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. Over 30 prophecies in the Bible reveal future events in the prophetic time period called the Day of the Lord. You need to understand the prophetic events leading up to the Day of the Lord. This free audio CD will help you identify the prophetic signs, some of which are right now being fulfilled before your very eyes. This exciting audio CD will give you prophetic details about your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your exciting free audio CD titled The Day of the Lord. You can also order your free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen, or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
We've briefly discussed six of the seven trumpet events that comprise the Day of the Lord. What happens when the seventh trumpet sounds? The sounding of the final seventh trumpet announces the greatest event in all history. It announces the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the return of Jesus Christ. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." At this last trumpet, faithful saints waiting in their graves are resurrected. That's mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. the seventh trumpet announces the good news of Christ's takeover of world governments. But the seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it also signals the seven last plagues. The sixth of those plagues sets the stage for what is known as Armageddon. A massive combination of the world's military power and might gather in northern Israel on the plain of Jezreel near Megiddo. These armies will actually fight against the commander of heaven's armies, Jesus Christ, at his coming back to earth. When Christ returns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as it tells us in Revelation 19:16, he will conquer all his enemies. He'll conquer the nations and their powerful armies that fight against him. The day of the Lord will bring God's judgment on the nations. As we've seen, in one sense, the day of the Lord is the year preceding the return of Christ. In another sense, it continues on through the millennium and on out into eternity. The Apostle Peter describes it this way, 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The Apostle Peter exhorts us to be in a spiritual state of readiness. We must be alert to the day of the Lord, a sobering period of judgment on the nations. Beyond that lies tomorrow's world, a wonderful time with beauty, prosperity, and restoration under the rulership of Christ. May God speed that day. Again, my friends, be sure to request your exciting free audio CD titled The Day of the Lord. This audio CD covers much more exciting material than we've had time for on this program. It will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and help you prepare for the future. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to unravel and decline, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.